इनकी बेटा का भी है।
मॉर्निंग एवरीवन,
今天很感恩哈，本来那个下雪说要比较早下，后来越来越推哈，我们连这个主日学都可能等下我们聚会完了以后就早点吃饭，让大家安心先回家。
Because the snowstorm today might happen later on, we will probably will not have the Sunday school. We just after the storm, we will just have a lunch.
但早上看到这个气象报告的。说整个都比较更晚一点啊，十二点以前都很 clear 哈、啊，都是没有雪、啊。
According to the forecast, I think before 12 will be okay.
Yeah. 今天的信息题目是呢，主耶稣的呼召。我们将探讨圣经中所记载的一些基督啊，耶稣基督的几样不同的呼召。
The title of today's message is The Call of the Lord Jesus. We will explore the various calls of the Lord Jesus Christ as written in the Bible.
这些呼召呢，是邀请我们与他建立一种不一样的关系啊，一种不同的关系。
This call invites us into a transformative relationship with him.
那每一种呼召啊，都反映出都彰显出这个耶稣对我们的爱，以及他希望我们在世上生活呢是蛮有目标，以及有神同在与神交通的一个生活。
Each of these calls reflect Jesus' love for us and His desire for us to live a life for a purpose and in fellowship with God.
所以让我们敞开我们的心门，聆听主的声音。然后并回应他的邀请。
So let us open our hearts and minds to hear his voice and respond to his invitation.
第一个呼召呢，就是接受他的救恩。
So the first call of Jesus is a call to accept his salvation.
这个呼召是对那些所有劳苦担重担啊、心灵迷失的人的邀请。这个呼召是提供了我们这个心灵里得到休息并与神恢复与神的关系。
This is the invitation to all who are weary, burdened, and lost, offering rest and a restored relationship with God.
在马太福音的11:28-30这样说：凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来。我就使你们得安息，我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们的心里就必得安息，因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
In Matthew chapter 11 verses 28-30, Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me.And I'm gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
那这个呼召是给每个认识到自己的需要，自己的需要上帝的恩典的人。这个神应许，耶稣应许我们会减轻我们的重担，赐给我们心灵的平安。
This call is for everyone who recognizes their need for God's grace.Jesus promised to lift our burdens and give us peace for our souls.
在约翰福音3:16这边说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So in John chapter 3, verse 16, For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
这是对主耶稣基督的信心，我们从罪恶和死亡中被拯救出来，并且获得永生的这个礼物。
Through faith in Jesus, we are saved from sin and death, and given the gift of eternal life.
那接受耶稣这个救恩的呼召，是我们与神之间建立这个关系的基础。
This call to accept Jesus' salvation is the foundation of our relationship with God.
如果 还有没有回应这呼召的人哈，在座今天是向耶稣敞开你心门并接受这个白白救恩的日子。
If you haven't responded to this call, today is the day to open your heart to Jesus and receive the salvation he freely offers.
第二个呼召呢，是接受圣灵的邀请。
Jesus' second call is the invitation to receive the Holy Spirit.
我们透过信靠主耶稣获得的新生命是个永恒的生命。他从我们接受耶稣的那天就开始了哈，不是到天堂以后哈，就是当我们接受主的时候，这永生就开始了，并且有神的同在啊，直到永远。
The new life received through faith in Jesus is an eternal life, which begins when we accept Jesus as our personal Savior and continues forever in His presence.
永生啊，不只是说我们就是永远活着哈，而是呢。我们在这永生里经历我们有意义有目的与神相交的一种生活。
Eternal life is not only just about living forever, but experiencing a life full of meaning, purpose, and communion with God.
但要活出这样子的永远的生命哈，我们必须要有圣灵。
But to live out our eternal life,We must have the Holy Spirit.
我们请看一下约翰福音七章的三十七到三十九节。节期的末日就是最大之日。耶稣站着高声说：“人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。信我的人，就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。”耶稣说这话是指着信他的人要受圣灵。那时还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。
Let's read John chapter 7, verses 37 to 39. On the last and greatest day of the festival, Jesus stood and stated in a loud voice, Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, the scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within. By this,He made the Spirit who those who believed in him were later to receive. Up to that time, the Spirit had not been given, since Jesus hadn't yet been glorified.
所以这经文清楚告诉我们，他所谓的那个活水哈，是指圣灵说的呀。所以，我们在这世界上虽然能得到这个水哈。但是不能真正满足我们的干渴哈。
So here it tells us that the living water Jesus invites us to drink is the Holy Spirit that Jesus wants us to receive. Here Jesus tells us that water we get from this world cannot really satisfy our thirst.
因为在这个继续我们看这约翰福音四章这十三到十四节，耶稣回答说：“凡喝这水。”还要再渴，人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直到永远。
That's it, John chapter 4, verse 13 to 14. Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life.
在刚刚我们先读的经文里面，耶稣邀请大家来喝这水，特别解释告诉我们，这水就是圣灵哈。
So in the scripture, this water means the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, 然后呢，他又说，当时那些人还没有得着哈，因为耶稣还没有得着荣耀。
So in the scripture says, at the time Jesus.At the time, the Spirit hasn't been given since Jesus hadn't been yet glorified.
那也就是说，当耶稣在十字架上为我们死，然后复活升天以后，圣灵就会来。
So it means until Jesus died for us on the cross and resurrected, the Holy Spirit will come.
Yeah, 在这个经文里，在约翰福音四章这边又强调， 我们在世上所喝的水呢，喝了还会要再喝吗？还会渴。但是神给我们的喝的水，就是那个圣灵来了呢，我们喝了就永远不再渴了。
So according to John chapter 4, as we just read it, tells us that living water Jesus invites us to drink is the Holy Spirit that Jesus wants us to receive, and we'll never thirst.
那我们生活在这个世界上哈，我们有一些我们所需要的啊是必须的，但有些也是我们想要的。
Living this world, we have some needs and we want something too.
那为了满足这些我们需要的以及我们想要的，我们就盼望，我们就梦想，甚至为了这些东西，我们就尽上很多的努力。
To meet our needs and desires, we hope, we dream, and we work for those things.
圣经的耶稣在圣经里告诉我们哈，即使我们在这世界上得到了那些啊我们想要的东西哈，是会给我们暂时的我们肉体的满足和心理的快乐，但永远无法满足我们心灵深处的干渴。
Jesus is telling us that even though the things we get from this world will give us temporary satisfaction in our flesh and happiness in our soul, but it will never quench the deep thirst in our spirit.
但圣灵可以满足我们心灵的干渴，圣灵可以带给我们这世上无法提供的平安、喜乐及满足。
Only the Holy Spirit satisfies our deepest spiritual thirst and gives us peace, joy, and fulfillment that the world cannot offer.
我们在约翰福音十章第十节这边，耶稣说啊，我来了是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
In John chapter 10, verses 10, Jesus said, I have come, and they may have life, and have it to the full.
所以耶稣要我们来信靠他，来得到这新生命，不只是永远的生命，我刚讲了，这个不是永远活着而已，而且是活在与神同在，是有目标，有目的，欢欢喜喜的，有平安，有喜乐的活着。
So Jesus calls that we receive the Holy Spirit invites us into abundant living characterized by his peace, love, and joy.
Yeah. 那在耶稣从死里复活升天以后，就照着应许呢就赐下了圣灵。所以凡是接受主耶稣的人呢，不仅领受了新生命，而且有圣灵的同在。
After Jesus resurrected from the dead and went to heaven, God gave the Holy Spirit according to his promise. Therefore, those who accept the Lord Jesus not only receive a new life, but also have the presence of the Holy Spirit.
我们看这个约翰福音十四章的十六到十七节这样说，这耶稣说哈，我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，来世人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他，你们却认识他，因为常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。
Let's read John chapter 14, verses 16 to 17. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of the truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, and for he lives with you and will be in you.
这个经文哈，很清楚地告诉我们，神耶稣基督在他受死升天之前呢，他做这样的祷告，当着门徒做这样，也是给我们的应许，就是他去了会派圣灵与我们同在，不但与我们同在，也在我们里面。
This also shows the Holy Spirit is given to believers and remains with them permanently.
所以呢，我们基督徒要知道，我们信主以后不是还在那里天天求圣灵来，神已经允许了圣灵与我们同在， 是我们要知道圣灵与我们同在，而且神已经把圣灵放在我们的心里。
So for every baptized Christian here, we have responded to those two calls given to us by the Lord Jesus.
我们下面再看一段经文哈，在《使徒行传》的2:38-39。彼得说，你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必须受所受的圣灵，因为这应许是给你们和你们的儿女，并一切在远方的人，就是主我们神所招来的。
Also in Acts chapter 2 verse 38-39, Peter replied, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.The promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off and for all whom the Lord our God will call.
这个经文是当圣灵来的时候圣经记载彼得他们就传福音，结果很多人就说他们心里被感动了，就说我们应该做什么呀，那彼得就告诉他们要悔改，要奉耶稣基督的名受洗，然后呢说必这些人罪得赦免必领受所受的圣灵。所以在经文里清楚地告诉我们，凡信主的人就是会领受圣灵。
So in here, Peter affirms that the Holy Spirit is a promise for all the believers across generations.
Yeah. 在座的每一位，如果已经是信主的人你已经是受洗的人，你已经回应了我们刚刚讲的第一个是救恩的邀请，对，救恩的呼召，然后是圣灵的呼召，其实是要让我们能够接受，在信主以后接受这圣灵。如果我们已经是基督徒，这两个呼召呢，你已经拥有了，所以我们是已经不但有新生命，而且是有圣灵同在的人。
So for every baptized Christian here, we have responded to these two calls given to us by the Lord Jesus. So not only that we have received salvation and new life, we also have the presence of the Holy Spirit.
那我就要问了，既然我们已经有了新生命，已经有了圣灵同在，我们有没有活出耶稣应许我们的丰盛生命呢？
So dear brothers and sisters,Have you lived out the abundant life Jesus promises? Have you?
你是否相信他的供给？我们信主了，丰盛的生命。你是不是相信神的供给？以及他是我们的这个希望跟喜乐的来源。
Have you trusted in His provision and allowed Him to be the source of your hope and joy?
愿神来祝福我们活出这个新生命哈，见证我们是有神同在有圣灵的人哈，并且喜乐的彰显神的恩典与荣耀。
May God bless us to live out our new life to testify that we have the Holy Spirit and joyfully reveal God's grace and glory.
第三个呼召是做他门徒的呼召，做耶稣基督门徒的呼召。
The third call of Jesus is the call to be his disciple.
那这个呼召是一个来跟随他，向他学习，并在日常生活中实践他教导的呼召。
This is the call to follow him, learn from him, and live out his teaching in our daily lives.
路加福音的9:23说，耶稣又对众人说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
In Luke chapter 9 verse 23, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me.
那我们都知道哈，耶稣的十字架是什么？耶稣的十字架是来拯救世人，因为他死在十字架上嘛。 那完成救赎是耶稣基督的使命啊。
You know the cross Jesus had was to die on the cross to save the world.
那跟随他呢，我们是拥有神赐给我们每一个人哈，我们有自己的十字架哈，而不是耶稣的十字架，我们有自己的十字架。
By following him, we have our own cross, which God gives each one of us to carry.
所以在这经文里面就告诉我们，成为耶稣基督的门徒，需要降服委身，并愿意为基督而活，即使面临挑战。
Here he tells us that being a disciple of Jesus Christ requires surrender, commitment, and a willingness to live for Christ even when it's challenging.
常常有基督徒听到这就很紧张哈，这个十字架到底是什么？
A lot of time Christians when heard about the scriptures, a little nervous. They wonder what's the definition of cross.
你我不会背耶稣的十字架，我们背不动啊。
We can never carry what Jesus carried.
但是你我都有使命的。
But we have our own duty.
但是在神的同在、神的帮助下，我们不担心，主恩是够用的。
But with God's help and grace, we have enough.
在马太福音四章十九节这边，耶稣对他们说：“来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。”马太福音四章十九节 ，Fishman。Matthew chapter 4, verse 19.
It's
behind you. 你看看这后面。
Matthew chapter 4, 19. Come follow me, Jesus said, and I will send you out to fish for people.
Yeah. 在这里呢，耶稣呼召第一批的门徒啊，就西门彼得跟安德烈啊，他们都是渔夫哈。
Here Jesus called his first disciples, Simon, Peter, and Andrew, who are fishermen.
他说来跟从我啊，我叫你们得人如得鱼一样。
But he said, come follow me, and I will send you out to fish for people.
那就是啊，他邀请他们呢，离开他们这个当时他们捕鱼的生活、捕鱼的工作，来加入他的使命，成为把人带入神的国度。
He is inviting them to leave their current work of catching fish and instead join him in a mission to bring people into God's kingdom.
做门徒哈，我们不仅被招呼去跟随耶稣，还要与他分享他的信息，与邀请人家进入神的国度哈。
As disciples, we are called not only to follow Jesus, but also to share his message with others and invite them into his kingdom.
那做主耶稣基督的门徒在你生命中意味着什么呢？
What does it mean to be a disciple of Jesus Christ in your life?
刚刚讲到十字架，哈哈哈哈，刚刚讲到这个耶稣是十字架是定死他的mission 哈，他的使命是来拯救世人。那我们跟随耶稣以后，你我的使命是什么？不再想了。
So Jesus died for us on the cross. What's the mission for us?
对。那我们渔夫放下了这个捕鱼的工作。
For the fisherman who left his work of catching fish,
你会放下什么？
What are the things you are willing to give up?
我们神召我们，并没有要我们每个人都放下工作，做要全职的这个传道人哈。
God did not ask us to leave everything behind and become a full-time.
等一下我们再思想一下哈。但是我们做耶稣基督的门徒，你有没有积极的向耶稣学习在他的话语中成长，并与他人分享他的爱呢？
Are you actively learning from Jesus growing in his word and share his love with others.
在招我们做门徒的这个事上，我知道很多人都有一些担忧甚至误解。
When we've been called to become a disciple of Jesus, I believe a lot of people probably have some questions or worries.
但我们又知道耶稣基督在他升天前颁布了大使命，是给每一位信主的人。
But we also know that before God went to heaven, he gave everybody a great commission.
Yeah. 所以在马太福音28:19-20这边说，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
As we read Matthew chapter 28:19-20, therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.And teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always, till the very end of the age.
在今天的信息中呢，我们讲到三个呼召，三种呼召，耶稣是对每个人的。
The three calls in today's message are Jesus' invitation to everyone.
但许多的基督徒对接受前两个呼召，尽管他们可能没有能够活出透过接受这前面两个呼召而当勇的生命与这个丰盛的生命相称就是基督徒其实都接受了，都知道自己已经接受了这个接受救恩的呼召，接受圣灵的呼召，但是不管我们的生活有没有与我们这个生命相称，我们都知道我们接受了。
Many Christians receive the first two calls, even though they may not live their lives to match what we have by accepting these two calls.
但对第三种的呼召呢，在我这过去这几十年里面，我就发现基督徒对这个呼召好像保持着距离啊。
But many Christians think the third call, the call to be Jesus' disciple, has some misinterpretation.
他们就认为这是给牧师的啦，这给宣教士的啦，或者是也有特别 calling 啊，特别的呼召的人，那是给他们的。
They think being a Jesus' disciple is only for some Christians like pastors, missionaries, and someone with a special calling.
但是我们看了大使命，那又觉得是好像第三个呼召又是给每个人的。
But from Jesus' final call to his followers in the Great Commission, we know that the call to his disciples should be for every Christian.
也是神的呼召，其实在做门徒上是让我们积极参与上帝的使命，传播耶稣基督的福音，并在地上建立他的国度。
It's called for every believer to go into the world and make disciples of all nations. This call also challenges us to be active participants in God's mission, spreading the good news of Jesus Christ and building His kingdom on earth.
我们今年教会的主题是跟随耶稣，生养门徒哈。
Our church theme for this year is Follow Jesus, Make Disciples.
这意味着我们正要教会的每个人所有人啊，设定目标来接受耶稣的第三个呼召哈，就是不但是要去做门徒，而且呢要把这个邀请extend 发出给我们神的邀请是给我们甚至我们周遭的人。
It means we are setting the goal for all of us to accept the third calling Jesus has for us.And also extend his invitation to others.
我们中文特别讲生养哈，来翻译成生养门徒，翻译成 make disciple 哈。
Making disciples.
Yeah, 那就是我们必须要要 give birth 哈，要先把它生出来才能够养哈。
Making disciple means we will, with the help of the Holy Spirit, give birth to newborn spiritual babies.
并且呢，这个是要在神的话语、在爱中来把他抚养长大。
And raise them in God's word and God's love.
所以，如果大家对第三个呼召哈有困难的哈，或者明白的啊，我们应该要多有交通，看看神到底是怎么样的呼召我们成为他的门徒，而怎么样的又真正能够在我们的生活里面全然的顺服在神的面前。
So if anybody have a question of the third calling, we should encourage each other to share the messages.
你的工作场合，像渔夫是不去捕鱼了，但是神可能没有叫你不去工作，而是工作场所是你传福音的一个很好的场所。
Unlike Peterson, Peter is a fisherman who abandoned their job not catching fish. God here is not asking us to not working fully, but maybe can use your workplace as a channel to spread out His word.
其实我们现在其实蛮担心的，在美国各行各业都缺乏好的基督徒在那边对世人有好的影响。
We are kind of worried like nowadays in every aspect of the job field, we lack of the good Christians who can spread God's word and positive.
所以我们求神从我们自己做起。
So we pray God that from us.
让我们回应这第三个呼召。
That's answer the third call.
让我们做耶稣基督的好门徒。
Let's be a good disciple of Jesus.
让我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
主耶稣，感谢你呼召我们来接受你的救恩，接受圣灵，并成为你的门徒。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for calling us to accept your salvation, receive the Holy Spirit, and be your disciple.
请帮助我们敞开我们的心，且完全顺服于你，来回应你的邀请。
Help us to respond to your invitation with open hearts and live fully surrendered to you.
装备我们去执行大使命。
Equip us to carry out the Great Commission.
向世界传播你的爱与真理。
Spreading your love and the truth to the world.
愿我们所做的一切都荣耀你。
May we honor you in all that we do.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名祈祷。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我们请起立，我们唱首诗歌。
Go with me.
bless you and keep you. The Lord may his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen.
Thank you.